A $120,200 upgrade to Silverton Gallery is among 10 West Kootenay projects receiving funds from Columbia Basin Trust to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve climate resiliency. The Trust announced January 23 it had granted $820,000 to 21 projects in the Kootenays aimed at infrastructure improvements by nonprofit organizations and First Nations. Nonprofits provide essential services to people in the region. Improving their buildings or adding renewable energy sources not only helps reduce emissions but also strengthens their ability to respond to challenges like wildfires or extreme heat, said Uli Muller, senior manager, delivery of benefits, for Columbia Basin Trust. We're proud to support these groups in creating more sustainable and climate-resilient communities. The Silverton project by Slocan Lake Arts Council received the highest amount, which will be used to install energy-efficient doors and windows as well as attic insulation at the Silverton Gallery. Other West Kootenay grant recipients include Nelson Museum, Archives and Gallery will spend $32,800 to install an air source heat pump on its third floor. The Harrop and District Community Center Society will use $26,300 to install an air source heat pump, an air purifier and LED lighting at Harrop Hall. It will also improve floor and attic insulation, insulate the hot water tank and add air sealing to the hall's doors and windows. Nakusp's Arrow Lakes Pastoral Charge received $18,400 for a heat pump and LED lighting at Robertson Memorial United Church. Terry's and District Community Hall Society will install a dual-fuel heat pump at Terry's Hall for $27,400. Creston's Kootenay Employment Services Society was granted $38,100 for solar panels on one of its office buildings. Pass Creek Community Hall Society will spend $11,300 on solar panels. Kootenay Dukabor Historical Society will install an air source heat pump in the audiovisual building as well as add LED lighting to the annex building at the Dukabor Discover Center for a total of $12,400. Blueberry Creek Community School Council was funded $9,800 for an air source heat pump at the Blueberry Creek Early Learning and Care Center. Ainsworth's J.B. Fletcher Restoration Society will upgrade exterior wall insulation at the J.B. Fletcher Store and Museum with a $14,100 grant.